Hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast for members of the Veg Ground Podcast Supporters Club. Hope you are well, having a great week. It is a Thursday, and yes, that means the weekend is nearly with us. Now, usually I find that weekends are a great opportunity to really get in the garden or the allotment and tackle plenty of tasks. However, the weather reports for this weekend are warning us of strong winds ahead. So this weekend we might need to adjust our plans a little. This is really annoying because I was looking forward to doing a few tasks and some nice weather, and I hadn't actually been checking on the weather this week. It wasn't until I just had a phone call earlier from my brother who was entering a village show, and he said it had been cancelled. So that's when I looked at the weather and realised this might be a bit of a problem for the weekend. So, fingers crossed, if we are able to do anything this weekend, I have got some exciting plans. I do want to head to the allotment and plant out some delicious French beans. They are really versatile crop. These are already growing. They are young plants, but I just need to get them into the ground, and they're going to go where the broad beans were originally grown that we've taken out, so that that area is just in use. And then I was hoping where the garlic was to sow some seeds. I might be able to do that tomorrow night. And then the area at the very top of my plot, which my area or my side of the plot is fine, but it's the border with my neighbours, and unfortunately my neighbours have not been there. I was planning to cut down all the weeds in that sort of area just so I can get my area back in control and keep it or stop it from affecting me. If the weather is good, I might be able to do that, but we will find out at the weekend, of course. Unfortunately, my neighbour, as I said, I haven't seen them, so I don't know what's really happened to them. Now, back at home, I am planning to sow some more peas, and peas are a staple in many British gardens. I've cleared away a load of peas. I've had a lot of trouble with peas this year, but we'll give it another try. We never give up here at the Veg Ground Podcast HQ. I do enjoy my peas, especially freshly picked peas straight from the garden. They really are a delight. And because of the weather, and I'm trying to plan on what I could do, I think I'm going to have to start going through my seed collection and start to get them organised and check what we can get rid of. As gardeners, we tend to accumulate a lot of seed varieties over time, and it's easy to forget what we have, and I'd like my seeds to be a bit better organised and start planning for the next season. Well, I say the next season, you know, we are still able to sow many seeds for our winter crops. And that includes one of the particular seeds that I have sown today called Pak Choi. This is obviously from our supporters club. Pak Choi is a wonderful leafy green vegetable. It's really popular here in the UK. And it's also known as bok choy. It is a member of the cabbage family. It can sometimes be considered a Chinese cabbage, but it's definitely one of the oriental greens. It's known for its tender leaves and crunchy stems. I find it to be an absolutely delicious crop. Now, when growing pak choy, it's important to provide it with well-drained soil and ample sunlight. And we usually sow the seeds about 1 centimetre deep and give them about 10 centimetres between each seed. I've actually sown them into my veggie pod, because I figured that was going to be a good place for those to grow. Well draining but moist soil, and they should be quite well protected from pests in there. Now, as the plants grow, they just need regular watering and protection from the pests. And then when it's time to harvest pak choy, it's so easily. We just simply cut the outer leaves as needed and allow the centre to continue growing. That way you can continuously have a fresh supply of fresh, nutritious pak choy for quite a while. Alternatively, you can leave it to bulb up. And those bulbs on the very bottom, they are delicious. You leave that to bulb up and then you just cut it off, leave the roots in the ground to rot down in place. And then we take that bulb with all the leaves, and we use that in a wide range of dishes. It's absolutely delicious. One of my favourite things to use for pak choi is in a dish called green Thai curry. If you like your curries, green Thai curry is an absolute must. It can be quite spicy, but I love it. So that's really, really good. So yes, pak choi, that is now sown. We do go through these seeds quite quickly. It's the 13th today, so we've got three more seeds to sow for the rest of this month. Now, before I do wind up for this evening, as I said, because of strong winds are predicted, I don't want to do or try and encourage anybody out in the garden if it's going to be dangerous. I believe it's 50 mile per hour winds, which isn't too bad, but it could certainly cause some damage and it could certainly rain. So what I would urge everyone to do, if you are going to get some rain, get some buckets out to try and catch as much rain as possible. It'll be worth it in the long run. Now, one more thing that I'm going to give you a bit of a possible heads up. It's not definite just yet. I'm waiting for confirmation, but I have been asked to do a talk at BBC Gardeners World Autumn Fair in the first weekend of September. It'll be on the Sunday at Audley End House in Essex. Now, as I said, I haven't had it confirmed. I've had a phone call. But I'm wondering if anybody of I'm wondering if any of you are going to be going to the Autumn Fair. As you know, I do go to Gardeners World shows quite often. I've been to the Spring Fair, which is in Bewley, which isn't that far from me. Go to the Birmingham one, which is really good. I really enjoy it. And the Autumn Fair, this is going to be my first time again. I'm going anyway on a Sunday because I'm up that way doing, I'm helping Lee with a stage tour. Lee from the Skinny Jean Gardener, he's doing a 3-day stage court tour for kids gardening, and I'm helping him with that. So I'm up that way anyway. So Sunday I said we're going to go to Audley End House, and I love Audley End House. I went there a few years ago, and it's got some fantastic vegetable gardens, a walled garden. There was even the workings of the boiler system and how they would heat the peach houses. So regardless of whether I do a talk or not, I'm still going to be there on the Sunday, wandering around, probably make a podcast out of it. But there is a chance I could be doing a talk on one of the stages as well. So if you are there, or if you want to go, let me know and we'll see if we can get a discount code going. I'll be able to. But be great if you are going to meet up and have a bit of a chat. Right, guys, I'm going to call it quits for tonight. You take care, and I will speak to you soon. Until then, please take care.